Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is. I'm traveling a lot, and when you travel, you got to protect your data. You got to protect your privacy online. NordVPN.com/Fightful allows me to do that, allows me to browse safely and securely. When you go to an airport, when you go to an arena, a restaurant, a hotel, you're usually connecting to that unsecured Wi-Fi, which leaves you susceptible to having your data stolen, any number of things taken from your private connection or what should be your private connection. NordVPN.com/Fightful makes it a private connection with the fastest VPN in the world, a 30-day money-back guarantee, and a ton of other features in addition to that peace of mind that you get when you can browse safely and securely. And I'm talking all your devices, Surface Pro, laptop, desktop, PC, smart TV, router, phone, whatever you're taking with you, NordVPN.com/Fightful will add extra layers of security to your digital life. You can get a password manager, a file encryption tool. Be safe, be smart, NordVPN.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful here with a name you know. We've got Aaliyah James, fresh into free agency. Aaliyah, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm very excited. I get the opportunity to speak to you because honestly, for months I was like, where is Aaliyah James? What's going on with her? What's going on with her right now? And about a month ago, you revealed, hey, I'm actually a free agent now. Please explain to us like how this all came about and the process, because I am made of so many questions right now that I can't just ask one.
Okay, so I was still under contract with WWE until June. I just had a little bit of time to decide what it is that I was going to do before I announced it, because I wanted to have kind of my head in the right place and kind of figure things out. So I had a little bit of time to myself, and then I just let everyone know that I'm ready to go.
So how does that process work? Because you had been out of the ring for quite some time. And during that time, obviously, there was a categorical shift within NXT, NXT UK. what could happen allegedly with NXT Europe, which we have heard almost nothing about. So at what point did you realize that that was the direction things were going and that you would no longer be with WWE?
So obviously you hadn't wrestled since March, but that was due to injury. So mm-hmm. by the time that NXT UK shut down, I had just officially been cleared. So it was, you know, no one saw it coming. I didn't see it coming either. So my extended time outside of the ring was due to that as well. And then after that, obviously I was still under contract, still tied to that company. So I wasn't wrestling anywhere and I wasn't doing any kind of indies or anything. So that's why my story is a little bit different to everyone else's. But
it is. And it's something that I've noticed as a person who unfortunately breaks the news a lot of times when people leave companies and things like that. It seems like there's been a big shift in, I don't know if it's protocol or the way that they do that, because there isn't the blast on WWE.com that says this person is no longer under contract, this person's deal expired, this person is released or terminated or even mutually part ways. They just kind of quietly let it go. And even anymore, if I'm like, hey, what's up with this person? They'll be like, I don't know. And they definitely know. Yeah. So like you seeing that, because Roderick Strong, it happened with him. He just kind of quietly left. What was in your mind about, like, well, how do I break this news to people? How do I reveal this to the world that I'm no longer here, where so many people saw me for the first time?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, deciding whether it's something that everyone needs to know or whether you need to give everyone every single detail, because, like, it's my career, so it's personal to me, and I've had the highs and the lows of it. So it was just kind of deciding when it was right to say it, and know that once I say it, all these questions are going to come in and everyone's going to wonder what's going on. So it was like, it was kind of just letting myself be kind of happy with my mindset and happy with how I am before letting everyone know, basically.
I'm always fascinated by, like, because different people feel different ways. Like, for example, Steve Macklin returned from injury recently, and he just, before he surprise returned, he was like, hey guys, I'm cleared. You'll be seeing me soon. There are some people that like to keep it quiet. Like Killer Kelly made it a point to not tell anybody that she was out of WWE until she took her dates and all that. And now you're not in uncharted territory. You've worked the indies before, but mm-hmm. you're back into that territory. How have things changed for you since then? How does it differ since before you were with WWE?
Well, I haven't had a match on the indies yet, so the mm-hmm. feeling and how it's going to go is yet to be known. But I do feel like I'm a different person from then. I just started doing shows. I just started like trying to make a name for myself. So that whole experience was a lot fear-based. It was not knowing what would amount for anything, not knowing how my matches would go, and not even knowing my own ability at the time. So I feel like, you know, progressing as a talent and progressing as a person is going to help me this time around. I'm just going to see how it goes, really, and just have fun and have a bit more confidence than I did the first time, definitely.
And you are available for bookings, by the way. Her booking information is up on Twitter. We'll also, well, I don't know if we're going to put your email in the description. That'll get spammed real quick, but but you guys can go to her Twitter and check out her booking information up there. So obviously a lot of NXT names popped up, or NXT UK names popped up in NXT. I know there are visa situations, resident situations, a whole lot of things to overcome in that. Were there ever any talks of that? Was that something presented to you, or did you pretty well know from the merger that that wasn't going to happen?
Yeah, originally I was meant to be in NXT, and then plans changed, then it was Europe, and then
yeah.
So by, you know, I just feel like now is the time for me to just go on my own, and if that opportunity comes again, if anything starts up, or, you know, wrestling in the States, anything like that, like I feel like I need to do what's best for me, and what's best for me is to just wrestle and to get the love for it back and to just feel what it feels like to be in the ring again, because it's been such a long time. And you sometimes forget what it is that drew you to it in the first place, because being in a match in front of an audience is a different feeling to being in a training match or having a training session. So I'm just craving that feeling. And every time I watch anyone perform, like I get jealous. Like I'm like, I just want to feel that. I know, like I remember what that feels like. I want to feel it again. Like that's just all I want, really.
And you're going to feel that for the first time in quite a while. I know you have some upcoming bookings. I know you're looking to get your visa situation squared away so you can take bookings in the United States as well. Is there a certain geographical region that you're looking to perform at the most? Or are there certain indies you have your eyes on and you see that and you're like, oh, I want to do that and I want to do it there?
I'm not really, because I'm trying this thing where like I'll just see where everything goes. I don't really tend to give myself too many like, oh, I want to be able to achieve this, I want to do that. Like I kind of just want to go with the flow, and I'm happy with anything, like anything that comes my way. I wasn't planning on doing NXT UK and that happened. So yeah, for me, I just like to see what comes my way and take the opportunity.
And when, you know, when all the NXT Europe stuff was happening, it was such an unfortunate series of circumstances, because there were a lot of people that are like, well, what am I doing? And Sean was telling us, he's like, oh, you'll get info probably summer of 2023. Well, then the merger happened, and he told us, well, there's a merger that happened. There's not really a lot we can do or say before then, so everything's kind of tabled. When you see these sort of unfold, what's going through your mind there? Because obviously that has a direct impact on your career, your in-ring, how active you are, whether you're on TV or not.
I guess with company stuff and business stuff, like there's not really much say or what you can do about it anyway. You just kind of have to wait and see what happens, and you can't wait forever. You can't hold your breath. So I just kind of let those things unfold, and whatever happens, happens. If I get contacted, if I don't, like that's just what it is, to be honest. You can't keep, you know, wishing and wanting for something if you don't know the ins and outs of it. So that's just my opinion.
And by the time you were sidelined, unfortunately, you were picking up wins on TV pretty regularly and stuff whenever you would appear. How were you feeling about your direction there? Because it really did seem like you were getting momentum on screen and in ring.
Yeah, it felt good. I felt like I was finally, like my own kind of metric is if I feel like I'm going to be sick before I go out. And when that kind of dims down to like, oh, okay, I feel like I'm going to survive. That's when I'm like, okay, I'm doing well. I feel like I'm okay. So just to be kind of having wins and being in storylines, like to co-sign that was a good feeling. And I can't wait to have that sort of feeling back. So, yeah.
So how are you feeling physically? Because you did mention you were sidelined for a while. You haven't officially wrestled a match like since then. But I mean, how are you feeling physically? Any lingering issues or anything? Or I've talked to so many people that were like, man, rehabbing injuries made me stronger than I was before.
Yeah. So when I had an injury, I fractured my shoulder. So I'd never had like a proper injury from wrestling before. So that was interesting. I think it was only like 6 to 8 weeks that it was. But the rehab process obviously made me feel like I got stronger afterwards. And having this time off of not wrestling regularly, I actually feel like the strongest and the least injured I've ever felt in wrestling. So I feel like it's a clean slate of break for my body. So it's been good.
Is there anybody specifically you're looking to work? I mean, I know that right before you went to NXT UK, like you were working with like Jamie Hayter and a lot of people like that in Rev Pro and all over the place. Is there anybody you have your eye on and you're like, oh, now I'm going to get the opportunity to work with them?
I feel like I might say this all the time, but Marina Shafir, like I want to wrestle her.
Yeah.
But she's amazing. And I always love people that bring a different kind of background into wrestling and make it the realism, like the next level. Like I love that. So 100% her, like that would be dream match. And Mickey James, obviously, because she's my adopted mother.
Oh, she's wonderful. Like she's wonderful doing media, in the ring, everything. And as far as Marina, like I always love those people who I can tell have a think, shoot, then work type of mentality towards wrestling. And I mean, considering the people that she trained with for years, Jessamyn Duke, Shayna Baszler, Ronda Rousey. That's really no surprise considering her background. Is that ever something that you considered doing? Maybe doing like shoot grappling or anything like that?
Yeah, I have thought about it because Noam, he's done Thai boxing for I think about 5 or 6 years now. So
nice.
I have trained with him and I've trained with his coach and I've kind of cherry picked sort of moves and circumstances that I like to add into my work. So I mean that, and that's been since I've been off, so no one's seen that yet. So that's another cool thing that I'm yet to display. But I do like striking and I do like the realism. So it would be cool to try and kind of sprinkle that into my next body of work.
Speaking of your next body of work, you've had a lot of time to consider your next body of work. And if you get into wrestling, you've got to be a creative person. I always say that. You're thinking about promos, about moves, about characters, about all that. Do you have distinct things in your mind without revealing them that you're like, oh, I can go this direction. And if that doesn't work, I can go this direction.
Yeah, I think so. Before I kind of was happy to take what anyone said. Like if I was given creative direction, I wouldn't necessarily think for myself. I would just say, okay, that's what I'm doing. But I've had a lot of time to be individual and to think of what I want to do and what direction I want to go in. So yeah, I am excited to kind of take the lead on my own career and take the lead on my own character and move set and see where that takes me. And the trial and error be it on me and not on whatever anyone else has told me to do.
As things stand, if you could tell people to watch one Aaliyah James match, what would it be?
Ooh, that's hard. Well, I wrestled Kanji in Rev Pro, and I really, really enjoyed that match. And I guess versus Isla Dawn in NXT UK as well. I loved wrestling Isla Dawn. That was a lot of fun.
Always love seeing her do well. I wish we saw more of her on SmackDown as well. Do you have like a particular favorite moment of working with NXT UK, whether it be on screen or off screen?
Favorite moment. Oh, well, there was a time when Noam had a segment and we all got to be where he did some kind of betting situation. And it was just funny for me to act like I was betting against him. So that was fun for me to have a little secret nod to a crossover there. That was a lot of fun.
That's also got to be very helpful being with someone like him who is a really, really great wrestling mind, is a phenomenal worker in the ring, has television experience at the highest levels as well. There's not a lot that he hasn't already done. And yeah, he's got, Lord willing, probably a decade or two left in him as well. So like, how helpful is that to be able to pick his brain?
So helpful. I feel like I sometimes even underestimate how helpful it is because to me now it's just normal. So if I have a question, anything, he'll know the answer and it will either be from experience or an educated guess, or he's able to find out the answer for me. So to have someone like that who wants to help, not just me, but everyone who he works with, he's always wanting to help. And to have the knowledge and the experience at such a young age and who's still doing the job and still able to do it at a high level, like that's a unique kind of brain to be able to pick. So I'm always grateful for that, definitely.
I mean, he's navigated the indies. He's been a part of like so many different WWE shows as well already. Like
technically every single one.
Every
single one. He's actually been able to say that he's done that. So that's cool.
Yeah. And whether it be on cable TV or the network or anything like that, like he's been a part of so many different things so far. And like we said, there's still so much time left to go. It's wild to think he's as young as he is. Outside of him, who's helped you the most, whether it be in WWE or outside of WWE?
Who's helped me the most? Well, definitely Nina Samuels. She's always been a massive help for me. Even though she's the notorious bad guy, she's the most helpful woman ever. And Isla Dawn, I am very close with her. She's very helpful to me. It's just I like having perspectives from different people, and being friends with them allows them to help me to a different level and be there for me professionally and personally, which is always great. Like I love it when women want to help each other and uplift each other and just have each other's backs. I don't feel that's a big ask, but it doesn't happen often. So it's really cool to have that.
I love that. What kind of music does Aaliyah James listen to?
I'd say rap, R&B.
There we go. Listen, I have asked probably 6 people, do you like Doja Cat? My personal favorite. I get no-sold every time. Look, and you're doing it too.
I like Doja Cat on a feature. She's good on a feature, but I wouldn't go out of my way to listen to just Doja Cat on her
own. The wrestling industry continues to disappoint me. It really disappoints me. So who would be your top 5?
Top 5, I'd say SZA. I listen to SZA basically every day.
Okay.
Drake. Dave from the UK.
Okay.
Stormzy. And who else? Ooh, Lil Wayne. I love Lil Wayne. I think he's
okay,
cool.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with Lil Wayne, for sure. And I mean, to your point, Doja was on a remix of Kill Bill, which was very good.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. On a feature, great. I feel like that was a great little add on there.
I'm like seriously trying to decide if I should go to a Doja Cat concert in December or a Bengals Jaguars game. And I'm like, you know what? I kind of want to hold off to make sure that she's not like crazy or anything right now.
Yeah, she is pretty crazy. She doesn't seem to like her fans back.
You know what? I can appreciate that. Sometimes they're terrible people. Sometimes you just need your privacy.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
So what are you looking to do? Like, is there anything outside of WWE that maybe you weren't able to do that you're looking to do now that you are free as a bird?
Well, before I did like a little touch of like sports modeling. So I quite like that. Okay. I like to kind of see where that takes me. Apart from wrestling, maybe I've got into CrossFit. So I wanted to do a CrossFit competition. I was always scared to do it just in case I got injured. But I guess when you get stronger and you get better at the actual sport, it's less likely to happen. So I've been doing it for about 2 years now. So maybe in the future, a little CrossFit competition somewhere. That'd be fun.
So being from where you are, trying to, you know, make it in the US, you are based in the US now, yeah?
I am. I'm going back to the UK, obviously, to wrestle up until the end of the year. But then I'm looking to be based in the US after that to wrestle around.
And working to get your visa, what type of hurdles do people face? Like, I mean, I've talked to Chelsea Green.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
About it, and she's just from Canada and she's got to stay in the States right now, because if she goes back home, she's landlocked there. There are so many hurdles that I think so many people don't even know about to make it here in the States.
Yeah, so you do, it is a lengthy process. Obviously it can take a few months, it can take a few weeks, it just depends. But it's stressful because you want it to work and you want it to happen. You don't want to waste time and money and resources. So you just kind of, and plus this is the first time I've done it, so I don't even know what to expect. I'm just kind of going with the flow. And when you're with someone who is based in the US and then you have to go back to the UK, you're also facing that hurdle too of being apart. It's the longest time we would have been apart the whole time we've been together. So there's always that component to it as well. But it's all worth it. Then we get to wrestle everywhere we want and it's all good.
I'm excited to see what comes of this, because we haven't seen you in the ring for the better part of 2 years now. Is there anything in your mind that you're envisioning, like, or that you're perhaps even nervous about thinking about getting out there for the first time in so long? The crowd reaction, hitting specific moves or doing certain things. What are you looking forward to and maybe even a little nervous about?
I guess I'm looking forward to wrestling other people, but I'm also nervous about it too, because sometimes it takes a little while to get in the flow of wrestling other people. I've wrestled the same sort of talent over a 2-year period. So I am really excited for that, but that's also quite nerve-wracking as well. And I want to just make sure that I like produce the best work that I can. So I don't want to come back and not do that. I don't think I'm not going to do that, but you always have fears that kind of tick over in your head. And I just want to do well. I just want to, you know, make sure the time that I had off was worth it and just bring something different. I don't want to arrive and do the same thing that I did before. I want it to be like a part two, something else.
Well, I'm excited to see it unfold. You guys can follow her at The Aaliyah James. Where else can people support you if they want to follow what you're doing or pick up merchandise? I know you do have a Big Cartel store as well.
Yeah, my Big Cartel is aaliyahjames.bigcartel. My Instagram and my Twitter and TikTok is all The Aaliyah James, so you can find me there. If you want to find me anywhere else, if I've got anything else going on, I'm sure I'll share it on my social media, so you won't miss out.
Very excited to see what's next. Guys, go give her a follow. Aaliyah James, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Until next time, guys, we're out.